किए जाओ,
सवाल किए जाओ।
वेल डन, वेलकम टू द सफारी क्विज शो। दिस इज योर होस्ट विद्या, हियर विद थ्री वेरी सरप्राइजिंगली नर्वस गर्ल्स, बट आई एम विलिंग टू बेट दैट बाय द एंड ऑफ द शो दे विल हैव सो मच फन दैट दे विल वांट टू कम बैक। So you're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. The show is brought to you by Safari Kid, the amazing preschool and after school program which has an emphasis on individualized learning and on making learning fun. If you want to get a sample of what Safari Kids activities are like, be sure to check out some of their summer camps. There are summer camps going on at all of their more than 19 locations in the Bay Area and around the world. So if you have a minute, go to safarikidusa.com, safarikidusa.com, and go check out the locations, because I'm sure you'll find a location that's very convenient to you. Go in, check out their programs, and if you have a free week, enroll your child so you can see exactly how much fun being a Safari Kid involves. All right, and our own Safari Quiz Show Facebook page is Safari Quiz Show, of course. Safari Quiz Show. If you're a parent who's been listening to the show for a while, please do go and like us on Facebook. We really don't put in any other information except for pictures of the kids, the winners, the names of the winners, and any other fun facts that we may like to just put out. But it's very, very limited. So I guarantee you will not be spammed. It's just a way for us to realize that we have some supporters and fans so that we have the motivation to keep going. So that's Safari Quiz Show. Our email address is safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's the email to write to us if you have a question, comment, feedback, or if you want to participate on the show. As I was just telling the girls here in the studio, there's no need to be nervous, because whether you perform well or not, everyone who comes to the show and participates on this show is guaranteed a prize. What's that? And something that they're going to have fun with over the summer, because summer's the time they can go and do a little shopping, have a little ice cream. So safariquizshow@gmail.com is the email if you're interested in participating on the show. I also want to say a big thank you to all the parents who have sent their kids to participate. In fact, this summer has been the easiest I've had a time scheduling kids, because we have, in fact, a little bit of a wait list. That rarely happens. So thank you, everyone who's been interested in participating. If your child is interested in participating, we're still looking for kids for our July 18th show and our July 25th show. So please do get back to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. Also, for regular listeners, know that we have 3 listener questions where the prize winners are drawn by raffle from all the correct answers. Our call-in number at the studio is 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. Also want to mention our musical showcase. Last week we had the privilege of presenting Roshni's 2 violin pieces. They were really pretty. But if your child is a music beginner or amateur or expert, we would love to hear their pieces on the show. It could be an instrumental, it could be a vocal performance, it could be just a song they like to sing. We'd love to feature it. Please do write to us again at safariquizshow@gmail.com and send it to us in the form of an MP3 or a WAV file or even a YouTube link that we can play over the air. All right, let's get started in meeting the contestants for the show. Let's help them get over their nervousness, right? And that can be only done by having the experience. So our first contestant is Twinkle. Welcome to the show, Twinkle. Speak into the mic.
Hi, my name is Twinkle.
And tell me how old you are.
I'm 9 years old.
And what school do you go to?
I go to Brewer Island Elementary.
Where is that?
That's in Foster City.
Oh my God, we have so many fans in Foster City and so many contestants in Foster City. Wonderful, welcome, and thank you for coming from so far away. Tell me what you're doing in the summer for fun.
Well, for fun, I like to draw,
mm-hmm.
So I draw a lot, and
Are you in any camps?
No.
Just chilling at home?
Yeah.
Do you have like family coming over from India to visit?
No.
Just you and the family relaxing at home? You have a sister?
Yeah.
And is she a good friend or a worst enemy?
Worst enemy.
I thought that was going to be the answer. So do you guys fight a lot?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being here, and hope for good artwork. And I wish we were a TV show so we could put up kids' artwork as well. But if you send us something, then I'll put it up on our Facebook page. What do you say?
Okay.
All right. Cool. That's a deal. All right. Our next contestant has a beautiful name. Her name is Ojasvi. And that means one with light.
No, it means a source of energy.
A source of energy. Wow. Ojasvi. That is a beautiful name. Welcome to the show, Ojasvi. Yes, she has a very soft voice. So, yes, she's doing a great job by speaking into the mic. So, tell me how old you are, what school you go to, and what you do for fun.
I am 9 years old, and I go to Brew Island Elementary School.
You guys are all classmates.
Yeah.
Awesome. We have brag. Somebody is going to have bragging rights at the end of the show today. And what are you doing in the summer, Ojasvi?
I don't know exactly what I'm doing for the summer. I think I'm staying at home.
You're staying at home? Yeah. School just finished or not yet?
Yeah. It just finished.
Just finished. So this is summer vacations. Do you get to wake up late?
Yeah.
And sleep late?
Yeah.
Yes.
Not so late.
Not so late. Not as late as you'd like to, right?
Yeah.
Do you hang out with your friends?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the best part of summer. All right, Ojasvi, thank you for being on our show. And our next contestant is also a new contestant. Her name is Sanjana. Welcome to the show, Sanjana.
Hello.
And tell me about yourself.
Well, I am 9 years old. I used to go to Brew Island Elementary School until I moved. So, all three of us are friends.
Okay.
So, we have, like, hangouts and a bunch of stuff. So, during summer, I'm going to, like, explore my new house in the area around there.
Where do you live now?
I live in San Ramon.
San Ramon. Okay, and what's your new school going to be? Do you know?
Live Oaks Elementary School.
Live Oaks. And have you made some friends there yet?
No.
Too early.
Yeah.
You just moved.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be an adventure.
Yes.
San Ramon is a great place for, it's a very new city. Mm-hmm. So all the facilities are all spanking new.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The community center must be great.
Yeah. Yeah, there's like we have this trail there, and there's a lot of animals there too.
Oh, what have you seen so far?
A hare, a mm-hmm. hawk, and this might seem disgusting, but a mouse.
A mouse is not disgusting. It's cute. Come on.
People think it's disgusting, but it's adorable.
It's adorable. I would love to have a mouse for a pet.
Yeah.
So cute.
Yeah, they are very cute. Any deer yet?
No.
Not yet, but deer will. You'll see them soon enough. Maybe it's too hot for them, right?
Yeah.
It's too hot. All right, are you girls ready to begin playing?
Yes.
Oh, they were so nervous, but now they're getting a little bit better used to it. We're going to have three categories as usual, 10 questions each and a listener question at the end of each category. The girls have been given, I think I dislodged my mic. The girls have been given their categories a day ahead so that they can do a little bit of preparation, but I really didn't want them to sit and swat during summer holidays. So they're just going to have a lot of fun. They've been practicing on the buzzer, but we'll do a quick buzzer check to make sure everybody's buzzers are working before we get started. So, Twinkle, Ojasvi, and Sanjana. All right. Girls ready?
Yes.
Our first category today is words beginning with pro. That is the letters P-R-O. Guys, ready? Question number one. A vow made to another person.
Promise.
Excellent. So these are our 10 points. Yeah, the red ones are the 10 points and the white ones are the 5 points. Okay. Question number two. 2 + 3 = what? No, that wasn't my question. Oh. So now since I didn't finish my question is open for buzzer to Ojasvi and Twinkle and Sanjana. You have to give me back 5 points. All right, so my question was, 2 + 3 = what is a what in math?
Problem.
So it's open for buzzer, so she gets 10. Okay. Question number 3. Word for it could happen.
Possible.
It didn't begin with P-R-O, -5. Question passes to Ojasvi.
Probably.
Probable or probably. Correct. 5 points to her. Okay, question number 4. Another word for college teacher.
Oh, professor.
Professor. Excellent. 10 points. Question number 5. If you make more money than you spend, you make a?
Oh, wait.
You have time. -5. Okay, so -10 totally. Question passes to Ojasvi. If you make more money than you spend, you make a? You have 5 seconds. Say pass if you don't know it.
Pass.
Profit. Very good. 5 points. That was Sanjana. Good job. Okay. Question number 6. A code that you create on the computer to make it do things. What is it called?
Program.
Excellent. Remember, we are on P-R-O words. I hope the kids at home are also guessing very well like the girls in the studio are doing. Question number 7. doing an experiment or research for school is part of a
project.
Project. So you're zero now because, yeah, you worked it off. You worked off your debt. Good job. Okay, question number 8. Graduating middle schoolers and high schoolers usually have a formal dance called a
prom.
Prom. Excellent. 10 points. Question number 9. If you have to convince someone about something, you have to give them
promise?
No. So that's minus 5 for you again. If you have to convince someone about something, you have to give them what? Or just, do you have an idea?
No, pass.
Pass.
Proof.
Proof. Very good. 5 points. You have to give them proof. Excellent. Question number 10. The blades on a plane or helicopter that helps them fly.
Propeller.
Propeller. Very good. She gets 5 points because she owes me 5. Well done. And that, with that, we come to the end of our first round. Girls, don't be dismayed at all by the scores you have, because I know for a fact, and I've been doing this for 3 years, that things change a lot in the next two categories. So we'll see but what scores they have. But first, it's time for our listener question. We're still in the category words beginning with P-R-O. This question is not open for the kids in the studio, so they have to be super quiet.
Yay.
And not give it up for our kids listening at home. Call-in number is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. Here's a question in our category words beginning with P-R-O. Eggs, milk, and meat have a lot of this. Eggs, milk, and meat have a lot of this. Hi, you're on the air.
Natalie?
Hello? Turn the radio down and tell me your name. Oops. All right, we're still in the category words beginning with P-R-O. Our question is? Well, here's the answer. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is protein.
Thank you, Pooja. Mike, can you turn on the radio for the girls in the studio so they can hear as well? Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hello.
Go ahead. What's your name?
Oh, this is Anish, and the answer is protein.
Thank you, Anish. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Hi, this is Lily from San Francisco, and I think the answer
is... What's the answer, Arin?
Hi, this is Arin from San Francisco, and I think the answer is protein.
Thank you, Arin. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rashmi, and I think the answer is protein.
Thank you, Rashmi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Nishita, and the answer is protein.
Thank you, Nishita. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Krish, and I think the answer is protein.
Thank you, Krish. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Sushan, and the answer is protein.
Susham or Sushan?
Sushant.
Sushant. Thank you, Sushant. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashna, and I think the answer is protein.
Thank you, Ashna. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Yeah.
Turn the radio down.
My name is Sulagna, and the answer is protein.
Thank you, Sulagna. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Gayatri, and the answer is protein.
Thank you. Gayatri was the last caller for our first question. If you're still waiting to call in, or if you've been not been able to get through, then do wait and call us for our second and third listener questions. They're coming up later in the show. We're going to take a break. It'll be Sanjana's turn to pick a winner all the correct answers in the first category for the first listener question, and we'll also see how the kids in the studio are doing after the break.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jiye Jao.
Sawal Kiye Jao.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We started off with 3 very nervous girls, but now have 3 very chattery girls in the studio who are having a lot of fun. But before we see what kind of scores they have, let's look at our listener question for our first episode, for our first category. That was words beginning with P-R-O. Our question was, eggs, milk, and meat have a lot of this. And the answer was, indeed, protein. Everyone got it right. From all the correct answers, it was Sanjana's turn to pick a winner. Sanjana, who is the winner of our first listener question?
Pooja was the winner.
Pooja! All right. Pooja has been accumulating several Cold Stone Creamery gift cards. And I think she now needs to treat her family, her extended family, her cousins, Michael, me, everybody, because she keeps winning at this. All right, Pooja, remember, if I come over, I need an ice cream. All right, so let's see how the kids did in the studio. Twinkle, how many points do you have?
I have 5.
5 points. Urjasvi?
I have 15 points.
By the way, before we move on to Sanjana, I must mention that I've been pronouncing her name wrong. I just figured out her name actually is Urjasvi, not Ojasvi. And that's why it means someone who creates energy. What was that, Urjasvi?
Source of energy.
Source of energy. Urja. Exactly. Urjasvi. Beautiful name. And we have her picture up on Facebook. So if you want to go and take a look at our contestants, they are there. And she has 15 points. And let's see how Sanjana is doing. Sanjana, how many points do you have?
I have 45 points.
I'm guessing you're not nervous anymore?
No.
No. Yay. All right. Twinkle is, though. And Twinkle is like, man, I got only 5 points. I've been trying to explain to her that she has 2 more rounds and 20 more questions. So this can be anybody's game at any point.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to move on to our next category. Now, in this one, because you may be very familiar with the movies, this category is name the recent movie from the description. We're talking about newish movies from the description. Because you may guess early enough, you can buzz in at any time, especially Urjasvi, you're the shy one. You can buzz early. You can buzz the moment you think you have the answer, you'll still have your 5 seconds. However, as I mentioned to Twinkle before, I will stop talking. So there are no additional clues. Once you buzz, I stop talking. And if you get it wrong, I'll continue with the question, but then the others can buzz in. All right? Let's start. Let's do a buzzer check. Twinkle. Urjasvi. Sanjana. Awesome. Urjasvi, do you have trouble with people pronouncing your name at school?
No.
Do you have a pet name?
No.
Are they able to say Urjasvi?
Yes.
Wow. Maybe the name needs to be more complicated than less to get it pronounced right. Yes, Sanjana, what did you say?
We call her Josh sometimes.
Josh?
Yes.
I don't think her parents are appreciative.
No.
Considering how beautiful the name is. Okay. All right. Name the recent movie from the description. Question number 1. After a hive-minded alien race called the Boov conquer the Earth, they relocate the planet's...
Home.
Excellent. 10 points for Twinkle. Relief. Okay, question number 2. Riley is a happy, hockey-loving...
Inside out.
Wow, you girls are absolutely in tune with what's happening right now. Okay, question number 3. Evolving from single-celled yellow organisms at the dawn of time, these creatures...
The Minion movie.
Minions. Very good. Yeah. That's Urjasvi. Excellent. Smart. Question number 4. Life is dandy in Bikini Bottom. However...
Sponge out of the water.
I'll give it.
Okay.
10 points. SpongeBob SquarePants movie.
Sponge
out of water.
Okay.
Yes.
I forgot the name.
That should actually disqualify you, but she gave me the correct after name, which was Sponge Out of Water or whatever. That's fine. Question number 5. After her father unexpectedly dies, young Ella finds herself at the mercy of...
Frozen.
No, that is not correct. -5. Okay, now I'm going to resume the question. Again, it's open for buzzer. After her father unexpectedly dies, young Ella finds herself at the mercy of her cruel stepmother and stepsisters who reduce...
Cinderella.
That's correct. 10 points. Yeah.
I remember the summer.
Okay, question number 6. When Tony Stark jumpstarts a dormant peacekeeping program, things go terribly awry, forcing him, Thor, the Incredible Hulk, and the rest of the team to reassemble.
Avengers?
Which one? I'm actually going to give it to you. You're in fourth grade. You're not supposed to watch this movie anyway. Avengers Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
Yeah, 10 points. Almost. Okay, question number 7. Whenever Casey Newton touches a lapel pin with the letter T on it, she finds herself transported to a city filled with huge robots and sleek buildings.
Tomorrowland.
Very good. 10 points to Sanjana. Question number 8. Located off the coast of Costa Rica, this luxury resort provides a habitat for an array of genetically engineered dinosaurs, including...
Jurassic World.
Correct. All right. Question number 9. With the ability to shrink in size but grow in strength, a con man must help his mentor protect the secret of his suit and pull off a heist that will save the world.
Strange magic?
No, that is not correct. -5. Question passes to Urjasvi. I can repeat the question if you want.
Pass.
Ant-Man.
Oh.
Ant-Man. Shrink in size but grow in strength. Oh. That's a secret. Oh. All right, last question. After a deadly earthquake destroys his home in the Peruvian rainforest, a young bear makes his way to England in search of a new home.
Paddington.
Very good. 10 points for Sanjana. All right, that's the end of our movie round. That also went by really fast. And here's our listener question. Call-in number is 510-770-1550. A seemingly ideal day turns disastrous when California's notorious earthquake fault triggers a devastating magnitude 9 earthquake, the largest in recorded history. A seemingly ideal day turns disastrous when California's notorious fault triggers a devastating magnitude 9 earthquake, the largest in recorded history. All right, let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Move on, Michael. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is San Andreas.
Thank you, Pooja. I'm coming for my ice cream. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rashmi, and I think the answer is San Andreas.
Thank you, Rashmi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ache, and the answer is San Andreas.
What's your name again?
Ajay.
Thank you, Ajay. Hi, you're on the air.
This is Alan from San Francisco, and I think the answer is San Andreas.
Thank you, Alan. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Chris, and I think the answer is San Andreas.
Thank you, Chris. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, my name is Magna, and it is Ruby, and it is San Andreas.
What's your name again?
San Andreas.
What's your name?
Oh, my name
is Manuel. I still didn't know that. Manuel?
Mahinda.
Okay, spell it.
M-A-H-I-M-N-A.
Nahinna. Thank you. That's a wonderful, unusual name. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sushan, and the answer is San Andreas.
What's your name again?
Sushant.
Thank you, Sushant. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Pramiti, and I think the answer is San Andreas.
And that was Prakriti?
Pramiti.
Pragati?
Praniti.
Praniti. So many lovely Sanskrit names. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ajay Devgan, and the answer is San Andreas.
What's your name again?
Ajay Devgan.
Well, you know, if you win the prize, it will go to Ajay Devgan.
Okay.
Thank you, Ajay Devgan. And that brings us to the end of our second round. We're going to take a break now. And when we come back, we'll see what the scores in the studio are.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Kija.
Sawal Kija.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We've done with two rounds and we are ready for the third. But before we get started, let's look at what our listener question for our second round was. And I will have to pick up my papers to read the question. And our question was in the category, name the movie from the description. And our description was, a seemingly ideal day turns disastrous when California's notorious earthquake fault triggers a magnitude 9 earthquake. And the answer was, of course, San Andreas. And everybody got it right from all the correct answers. It was Urjasvi. I got it. Urjasvi's turn to pick a winner. And she has picked who, Urjasvi?
Arin.
Arin from San Francisco. Send us an email. I forgot to mention the rules to Pooja because she is such a veteran. But both of you, Pooja and Arin, Pooja, you need to send the subject line saying question number 1, June 27, 2015. And Arin, you need to put question number 2, June 27, 2015, in your subject line. Send it to safariquizshow@gmail.com. All right, let's see what the scores in the studio are like. Twinkle.
I have 40 points.
Urjasvi.
I have 25 points.
25 points. And what about you, Sanjana?
I have 80 points.
80 points. Awesome. It's still actually a very close game. As we move on to our next and last category, which is folivorous animals. And it's a very fancy word for saying animals that eat leaves. Let's look at that word again. Folivorous. Folivorous. Foli is a word for, a prefix for leaf. That's why we have things like foliage. Comes from the same root, folivorous, animals that eat leaves. Are you girls ready? Let's do a quick buzzer check to make sure everybody's buzzers are in tune. Twinkle, Urjaswi, and Sanjana. All right. Question number one. Fuzzy Australian marsupial that eats eucalyptus leaves.
Kangaroo.
No, that is not correct. Minus five for Sanjana. Fuzzy Australian marsupial that eats eucalyptus leaves. Question passes to Twinkle.
Pass.
What did you say?
Pass.
It's a koala.
Oh.
Koala. All right. Question number two. An animal that's supposed to be very lazy can often be seen a...
Sloth.
Excellent. 10 points to Sanjana. Okay. Question number three. Howler kind of this animal that likes living in trees.
Howler monkey.
Excellent. 10 points to Urjaswi. Question number four. Animal that looks like a cross between a zebra and a horse and is...
Okapi.
Excellent. 10 points. Actually, it's related... Even though it looks like a cross between a zebra and a horse, it's related to the giraffe.
Whoa.
Yep. That is one weird animal. All right. Question number five. Nocturnal animal that freezes when scared and pretends to be dead.
Iguana.
Nope, it's not a nocturnal animal. It doesn't pretend to be dead. Question passes to Sanjana.
Pass.
Okay, I'm going to give you an additional question and you can choose to buzz in this time. The word playing this actually comes from this word, this animal. Playing this, which means pretending to be dead. He is... She is, or it is, playing dash.
Dead?
Yeah, no. But what's the animal? This animal's name. Oh. Okay, minus five. The answer is a possum. Possum.
Oh.
A possum. Have you actually seen a possum?
No.
Mm-hmm. There's plenty in Fremont. Our dog usually would start barking in the middle of the night, and we'd go out, and there'd be this family of possums. Mom, dad, babies in a line going across our fence. And they would all freeze. It's really funny to watch. All right. Question number six. Insect that turns into a butterfly.
Caterpillar.
Who was that? Me. That was Twinkle. All right. Good job. 10 points. Question number seven. One kind of this insect that lives in colonies and can build hills.
Ants.
Leaf-eating ants, yeah. Okay, question number eight. Certain varieties of this insect that can be very colorful and jeweled and have a hard exoskeleton.
Beetles.
You know, Urjaswi is answering all the tough questions. Good job. 10 points. Question number nine. A very slow creature with a shell that bothers gardeners.
Turtle.
No, that is not correct. Minus five. Question passes to Sanjana.
Snail.
Yes, turtles are very slow creatures with shells, but snails are the ones that bother gardeners because they eat up all the vegetables. Last question. Herbivorous lizards native to tropical areas.
Iguana.
This is the one. You're right. 10 points to Twinkle. All right, now it's time for our listener question. 510-770-1550. Girls, I know you're counting your points, but we'll reveal it at the end of our break. So right now, it's time for our listener question. 510-770-1550. Category is folivorous animals. That is, animals that eat leaves. And our question is, primate from Madagascar with a ringed tail. Primate from Madagascar with a ringed tail. I have actually stumped our listeners. 510-770-1550. All right, let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hello. Hi, you're on the air.
So my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is a lemur. And by the way, you can come over for ice cream whenever you want.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. Hi, my name is Tejas, the ring-tailed lemur.
And this is Tejas?
Yeah.
Tejas. Thank you, Tejas. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Akshay. I think the answer to the listener question is ring-tailed lemur.
Thank you, Akshay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Manas, and I think the answer is ring-tailed lemur.
Manas?
Yes.
Thank you, Manas. Lots of new names. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Trisha, and the answer is lemur.
Is that Trisha?
Yeah, it's Trisha.
Sushant. Oh, I keep mixing that up. Thank you, Sushant. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Eshna, and I think the answer is a lemur.
Thank you, Eshna. Hi, you're on the air.
Is it Trisha?
Yes, Trisha. What's your answer? Hello? Oh, that's my own voice, actually, I heard. That was so weird. Such a meta moment. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanisha, and the answer is lemur.
Thank you, Tanisha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Chinmay, and I think the answer is lemur.
Thank you, Chinmay, and last caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hi there. Who is this?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. What's your name? Hello?
My name is Avi, and the answer is lemur.
And what's your name again? Avi?
Sally.
Shelly. Thank you, Shelly. And Shelly was the last caller. I know there are still some people trying to reach out to us. Well, the best way to guarantee a prize and participation is being here in the studio with us. So to all the people who are listening today and all the new people, please do consider participating on our show. You can just reach out to us saying with the subject line participation in to safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. We're going to take our final break now. When we come back, we'll see who was the winner of our third listener question as well as who was the winner in our studio. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye ja
Safari.
Jiye ja
Sawal kiye ja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. Our show today has ended, but it doesn't have to be the end for all of you who are listening. Do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com and get ready to participate on the show. At the very least, you can tune in next week and listen to our show and try and win some of our three listener prizes. All right, let's see who won our third listener question. Our question was in the category folivorous animals, that is leaf-eating animals. The question was a primate from Madagascar. The answer was indeed lemur, and everyone got it right from all the correct answers. Twinkle has picked the winner this time. Twinkle, who is the winner of our third listener question?
The winner of our third listener question was Tejas.
Tejas, all right. Tejas, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line of the email, write question number 3. June 27, 2015, in the body, your name, the question and answer, and some information about you. And again, that's beginner's luck. I haven't heard his name before. Well, congratulations. All right, let's see how the kids in the studio did. Twinkle, how many points do you have?
I have 75 points.
75, that's awesome. What about you, Ujaswi?
I have 35 points.
35. Ujaswi is our little dark horse. Good job. And what about Sanjana?
I have 90 points.
90, and she's our winner today. Let's give her a big round of applause. Well done. All right, if you enjoyed today's show, again, please do consider liking us on Facebook. And of course, writing to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. I also don't want you to forget that if you have a musical showcase piece to share for your child, again, the email to send that to is safariquizshow@gmail.com. Safariquizshow@gmail.com. With that, we come to the end of our show for today. The show was produced by Michael and Anu. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host, Vidya, saying Jiye Ja.
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Get out of here.